I arrived at the airport this afternoon to pick up the books. When I had done the paperwork to receive the luggages, the customs officers, asked me to wait by the side, which I thought was a bit strange because they usually would only stop people who have several bags. In my case, I had just one regular size traveling bag and one carton. They asked to see the content, which I obliged them, and said it was books. And I asked if there was any problem. They said, "Was I the author?" I said, "No." They said, "Where was the author?" I said, "He was away." They said, "Where was I taking the books?" So I said, "I was just going to deliver them." They said, "Where was I from?" I answered. All those questions felt a bit strange, but I kept on responding. So they searched and searched and searched each of the books, opened up all the books, opened up them, all the cartons, and I just kept on watching them. So a junior ranking officer, said, I should be allowed to go. So, but a senior ranking officer came again, saw the name, and asked me all those questions over again, and asked where was the author, and if I was the author. I said, "No, I wasn't." Said, "Was I sure?" I said, "I mean, I wasn't the author. I had my ID card on me, so I showed it to them." They now asked for my passport because I think they felt I was the author and probably wanted to detain my passport because they were all asking, "Where was my passport? Where was my passport?" And I said, "I didn't have my passport here with me because I'm not the author and I wasn't the one traveling. I just came to pick up the books." Some other man in a regular attire in Mufti rather came and saw the books and called me to the side and asked where I was going to and where I was from and where the author was and where the author was from. And I said again, I wasn't the author. The author wasn't around and I just came here to pick up books. He now asked where my passport was and he wanted to see my passport again. I said I didn't have a passport with me because I wasn't the traveling passenger. I only came to pick up the books from the airport. They started having a chat amongst themselves and they took me to a spot and told me to leave my bags there and I should follow one of the operatives. And they took me to an office that had about them 4 officers where all these questions were asked all over again. So when I discovered that the story was actually moving around very fast, because another officer who I hadn't even spoken to came into the office where I was with the other 4 officers. I was relaying the story to them again, and I hadn't seen this particular officer, so I was at this point very sure that the story of what had transpired was moving around very fast, So I just played one of them that where I was asked to leave my bags, I didn't seal it, so let me just go back and seal it and come back to the office. They said okay that I should go. For some reason, the operative that was sent to be, sort of securing me, moving about with me, he didn't go with me. He waited. Oh no, he walked away. That was when I discovered this was the best time for me to take off, and I got someone else to help me carry the bags, so I won't be recognized as a fleeing passenger. And he took the bags and now just bolted away from the nearest exit. And like reconvened with the person who helped me with the bag at the extreme end of the airport car park and where I got the books, and I just got in the car and drove off away real quick before they come after me, which was a really, really horrific experience.